Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Bonnie James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz, where you meet the artists. My name is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen in Las Vegas, along with my co-host Mike Reynolds in Baltimore. Mike, how are you?
Doing okay, Terry. I'm okay. How are you today?
I'm doing okay. Hanging in there. Let me welcome to the chat room, Cress O'Neill, Joe from Germany. Hey, Joe, missing you on Facebook, but glad to see you in the chat room and all of the guests. If you would like to join us in the chat room, please go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com and click on Paris Escobedo's name, and that will bring you in right into the chat room. If you would like to call in and speak with Paris, the number is 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. Paris Escobedo is the son of the late Coke Escobedo, the nephew of Pete Escobedo, and the cousin of Sheila E. His CD, The Paris Escobedo Project, Hit Them Skins, is a blend of Latin jazz, R&B, and old school. Paris, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, we're blessed in Los Angeles. We're finally getting away from a little bit of the wind. So we were blown away a couple of days ago.
Yeah, you blew it right here in our direction. It is windy like crazy here in Las Vegas. It's crazy windy.
Yes. Yes.
Let me introduce you to my co-host, Mike Reynolds.
Yeah,
hello, Mike. How you doing, Mike?
Doing good.
Great.
So now, Paris, I understand that you were here in Las Vegas about a week or so ago for the Latin Grammy Awards.
Right, yeah. We were there at the Luxor Hotel performing for the Latin award show there, the Grammys.
Okay.
And the VIP after party, we performed there. And so it was a great experience to perform there at the after party.
I'm sure that wasn't your first time here in Vegas.
No. It was the first time. We were there the year before at the Latin Grammys before, too. So.
Oh, okay. All right. So tell us, what was it like growing up in the Escobedo family?
Very loud. we used to always, we always played music. We just used to watch, our fathers performing, because, my Uncle Pete and my father always on tour playing and stuff. We always went that way, to the instruments. So we always used to sit around and play drums and whatever we could pick up. So it was always a fun time growing up. Those are some of the funnest times I think about, is times we all used to get together, Sheila, all of us,
Now, how many sisters and brothers do you have, and do they all play?
I do. I have three sisters. I'm the only boy. I have two younger sisters, the same age, and I have an older sister, and none of them play.
Okay.
So they missed the boat on that one, I guess. So, but they're all very talented in their own ways. I'm the only one that plays the music, right?
Well, everyone is familiar with Santana. I mean, I was looking at a video on I believe it was on YouTube, where it was one of your videos, and the guy was saying that the Escovedo family put Oakland on the map.
Right, right.
You guys, yeah, yeah. You guys have been around for a long time. That's cool. That's cool. So tell us about the new CD.
The new CD is entitled Hit Them Skins, and it has about 13 songs on it, and all wonderful tracks that took us about a good year and a half to complete the project. It's a blend of jazz, Latin jazz, not your traditional Latin jazz, but a little bit Latin jazz with a little bit R&B feel and funky vibe, and just a bunch of old school kind of vibe as well. You know, some stuff that I grew up listening to, because East Oakland, we grew up listening to, you know, Earth, Wind, Fire and stuff that I grew up, you know, Cameo and stuff like that, that I grew up listening to. I've always loved the live horn sound. And so I had to put that in the project as well. So, you know, with Tower Power always being around our house, and people, Cold Blood, bands like that, that were from San Francisco in the Bay Area, I had to put that in this project. So it's I call it Ghetto Jazz.
Okay.
That's my title for it. It's called Ghetto Jazz. And so I'm bringing it out. It's called Ghetto Jazz.
Ghetto Jazz.
You heard
that.
It first today.
I had never heard it that crazy.
Right, right. You heard it first today on Talking Smooth Jazz.
Ghetto Jazz. Okay. Wow. All right. So yes. Now this the Paris Escovedo Project is a 10-member, a 10-piece band. So are these like family? Are most of them family?
No. Although we call ourselves a family because we're always, you know, together and stuff. But no, these are all musicians that have their own, you know, success as far as being a musician.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've had my horn section. I mean, just this incredible horn section I have. I've been blessed to get some of these musicians together. It's the horn section, starting from the trombone down to the saxophone, the trumpet. You know, they've all played with either, you know, Ray Charles, Dizzy Gillespie, Tito Puente. You know, so they've all played with big names and toured around the world. And, you know, my drummer, you know, I mean, just the band itself has just been a blessing to be able to perform with these guys and put them together in this project. So, you know, we're just really grateful that for their talent. You know, I mean, it's just incredible group. Live, it's just, the album is great. When you hear the album, you go, wow, that's great. Maybe that's nice. And, but then when you see it live, you're like, people are like, wow, that's incredible. You know, so it's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. I'm glad that the viewer, the listener can say that. That's what you want to say as a musician. You want people to walk away with that comment. So,
right.
Now,
Personnel, was it your intention to make such a big band, or did it just evolve into a big band like that, or did you want to do like maybe six guys, five guys at first?
At first, I wanted just like a small group. I didn't really have. I only had one when we first started the project. I had one saxophone player, and I had one guy that played the flute. And after that, it just evolved to a bigger sound. You know, I think I'm going to bring in the trumpet. I think I'm going to bring in a bone too. From that point on, it was just, you know, I couldn't get away from it.
Wow.
It was just a big sound, you know. And, you know, it wasn't planned. It wasn't planned. You know, that's what you're asking. But it is now. It is now 10 piece. So,
now, how many instruments do you play?
I play a drum set, I play all the percussion, all the timbales, and my daughter is teaching me piano.
Ah,
wow.
So I go to piano lessons with her, and I try to pick up on piano. But I sing a little bit, do a little bit of rapping in the background sometimes, you know, try to stay current.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, I want to get to some music. I have 4 tracks from the new CD, Hit Them Skins. And why did you call it Hit Them Skins?
It's a unique slang. You know, it's one of those things you hear on the streets, you know, in Oakland where you think, hey, man, you know, you hit them skins. You know, it's one of them things. It's a double meaning.
Okay.
Type of conversation. If you understand what I'm saying,
I'm sure
Mike understands what I'm saying. So
I understand what you're saying, bro.
I understand, but I guess
a deeper explanation of it. Okay,
I understand.
It's a deeper,
I know what he means.
It's a deeper meaning. It's deeper meaning that we're not just talking about drumming.
See, y'all wrong. Y'all wrong for that.
But you know what? It's a unique thing, and people are like, oh, man, I love that title, Hit Them Skins, because basically, you know, we're playing music, we're hitting the skins, and I'm a mm-hmm. percussionist, and then at the same time, you know, it's a love, you know, music is a love, and you know, it's, you know, my drum is my woman, you know, so you know, basically, you know what I mean? That's how I make love to my drum. So
That's it. I like that answer.
You know, that's 2 hours on the lights. That's me and her. You know. So that's why I call it Hit Them Skins. So.
Oh my goodness. Okay. All right. Well, then I'm going to play the song Hit Them Skins. We're talking to Paris Escovedo. His new CD is called Hit Them Skins, and this is the title track.
Thank you.
right. The title track to Paris Escovedo's a new CD, Hit Them Skins. And Paris, who's doing the vocals?
On the vocals, a good friend of ours, Gregory Esparza.
Okay.
So, yeah, he did the whole recording on with us. So.
Okay.
We enjoyed his talent.
Mm-hmm. Now, your uncle is Pete Escovedo, so do you play in his band? Does he play in yours?
No. We do run into each other a lot. And, you know, when I can, I get to sit in with uncle and family. So, you know, now we have the E Family album out, too, as well.
Okay.
It's a great project that I was able to be a part of as well. It's a whole Escovedo family project, and all the uncles and cousins, and the ones that can play, you know, we all got together, and even the ones that couldn't play, we got a chance to get up in the studio and do a couple of things on the album, you know, so it was fun, and it's a good album, so, you know, I wish them luck with that one, too, as well, so it's good.
Yeah.
And this is available now, the E Family Project, that's available now?
Yes, that's available now as well I believe on iTunes and CD Baby as well,
okay.
And on the internet as well.
Okay.
So, you know, along with our album.
So, all right. Definitely look that up.
Yeah, definitely.
Stocking Stuffer. Make sure you get that Stocking Stuffer album out there. Gotta push Christmas.
That's right. Got to. Now you perform with an old hip-hop group, Arrested Development, in the past. You've also done some work with Andrew Stone. And what was that like?
With Arrested Development, I really enjoy performing with Speech and the guys. They're such a great admiration. I mean, the group is so positive, you know. I just had a great time with them. The music is so wonderful. Touring with them to Japan a couple times and performing in Japan and you know, as well as here in the States. Excuse me. It's just a wonderful experience with them. With Angie Stone and stuff, she's another wonderful artist that I think is amazing, you know, this amazing talent.
Mm-hmm.
I had a great time performing with her as well. It's been a blessing.
Yeah. Now the first track on the CD is about a minute and a half long, but it's you talking to your dad. So is the CD dedicated to him?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The CD is dedicated to my dad, and I just wanted to give something back. Sort of feel, you know, with his short life, he was only 45 when he passed.
Mm-hmm.
And it just felt that he was, you know, left too soon. And so I just wanted to give a little something, a little inspiration, you know, why we're still here doing this.
Right. Okay. All right, Paris, the next song I'm going to play is called Eden. Tell me about this one.
Eden is a song where, you know, I've had a lot of people that have gotten ill with cancer, and it's really a song that a good friend of mine who healed himself through positive energy and laughter with cancer. And it just talks about how we just get up in the morning and just enjoy the day and your loved one or whatever, and just enjoy that. And, you know, the love and the energy will heal you. So it's a real uplifting type of song.
You know what? I read a story once about a woman who did the same thing. She had cancer, and she healed herself with the same thing, with lots of positive energy and laughter. And she her and her husband would rent a lot of comedy videos and just sit and watch those.
That's what my friend did. He just rented a bunch of Three Stooges movies and just a bunch of stuff, and they were just cracking up. And the doctor said, well, you know what? They were about to do surgery, and they said, you know, we don't see the cancer anymore. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, so it's just, it's a, that's what the song is really about. It's about, you know, taking those moments to realize what you have.
Mm-hmm. All right. This is Eden. Project. The name of the CD is called Hit Them Skins, and we are talking to Paris Escovedo. If you would like to call in, the number is 646-716-5485. And those in the chat room, if you have a question for Paris, please let me know, and I will relay that to him. I do have a question. Chris would like to know who's playing the flute.
Flute is David Lamont. He's one of the players that tours with the Jazz Crusaders.
Uh-huh.
And he also tours with Hiroshima.
Mm-hmm.
Great musician. You know, I mean, he's a flutist. I mean, he plays all the flutes. So he's a wonderful flute player. Great flute player.
Okay. Now, I read a review of on your project on armedforcesentertainment.com. So does your band play for the military?
Yes, we often get asked to do tours for the USO and the Armed Forces Entertainment as well, and we just love going out there to perform for our troops. You know, it's something to give back to them for you know, protecting us. It's just a wonderful experience to go out to different countries and, you know, around the world and perform for our troops. You know, and they come. And sometimes you might have a venue at one of the bases, say, in, you know, Japan or Korea or Guam or somewhere where we've been to, and just you might have 10 people, you know, but those 10 people are so excited to hear music from, you know, that you can give to them, and then you have some other places where you have 300 or 400, you know, service people in there, and they're just enjoying it. So it's a good thing that we love to do when we get an opportunity to do it.
So now, did you guys go to Iraq or Afghanistan?
No, we have not gone there yet.
Okay.
I'm looking forward. I would love to go there. I know those guys are really, you know, it's very stressful there, and music is healing. So it would be great to go there and you know, and let them unwind with some ghetto jazz.
Some ghetto jazz. Okay. Chris would also like to know if she can get an autographed CD and T-shirt.
Definitely. Chris is a female or a male?
Female.
Female. What size?
Chris, do you want to put that in the chat room? What size? Or you want to do that privately and I can relay that to him in an email? So either way,
yeah,
let me know.
No, yeah, you want to do it either way. So, you know, yeah, but CD is fine too. I'll do that too. No problem.
Okay.
Thank you for liking the music. That's great.
Okay, now, yeah, definitely. Okay, the next song, and I'm hopefully I pronounced this correctly, Suavecito?
Suavecito, yes.
Suavecito. Okay, tell me about that.
Suavecito was a song that we came up with because we needed another song for a set.
Uh-huh.
And I said, you know, we need something that's going to make it, you know, real Suavecito. And when a trombone player Ken Tussing, he said, oh, I got something. That sounds a great, great title. Let me work on something. So we just came together and we did it as a collaborative effort and we just came with it, you know. But, yeah, that was a funny thing. We were in Guam and we needed another Latin song for a set. And we just came up with that song, Suavecito. But it's a fun song and it's, you know.
All right.
Uplifting.
Okay. All right. This is Suavecito.
Thank you. California, también Puerto Rico. Escobedo, we come from California, también Puerto Rico. Suavecito, we come from California, también Puerto Rico. Escobedo, we come from California, también Puerto Rico.
I love that.
Oh, great, great. Thank you so much.
That was very nice.
That was nice. Joe from Germany says, I'm getting thirsty. I think I need a Bacardi.
There you go. Give me one, too.
I love that. Well, okay, now, who's on the saxophone?
On the saxophone is Arthur Pruitt, a.k.a. Big Nasty Jr. We call him Big Nasty Jr. because he's
Big Nasty
guy,
Jr.
But he can, we call him... Nasty. Let me tell you a story. We call him Big Nasty Jr. because he's such a he's not very tall, put it that way, and but he can play a big sax.
Mm-hmm.
So we call him Big Nasty. And so, you know, we came up with a name with him for him when we were in Korea touring. And I said, well, we need a name for you. We'll call you Big Nasty because he did a solo the first time. This first time when he first joined the band, I was just blown away. I was like, wow, that was incredible. So, yeah, that's Arthur Pruitt.
Okay. And who's on keyboards?
On keyboards is Larry Houston.
Okay.
Originally with the Ohio Players.
Okay. Okay, and then I could hear you all over on the percussion. I could hear you everywhere.
Yeah,
really nice.
That's me on 10 bodies,
Really nice. I love that song. Yeah. All right. Okay, so I have one last song to play. Mike, do you have a question before I play the song?
No.
Okay, this is Latin Lady, and I believe this is the first single released on the CD?
It's the first single. It's called Latin Lady. It was a song that we decided to write about. You know, we just wanted to uplift our culture, you know, whether it's Latino, Latina, you know, any culture. We just wanted to uplift the women in our world, you know, especially the younger generation, you know, and just let them, you know, feel special, you know. So that's what this song is about.
Okay, and there is a video on YouTube and on Paris' website, the ParisEscovedoProject.com. There's a video for this song, Latin Lady. And let me tell you, there's some beautiful ladies in this video. Beautiful
lady.
Yeah. All right, so check out the video, and here is the song, Latin Lady.
Thank you.
have it, Latin Lady. That is from Paris Escovedo's new CD, Hit Them Skins. Okay, Paris, who's the vocalist on that one?
On that one as well was Gregory Sparza.
Okay.
Did you like that one?
Yes, but I really like Suavecito. That's my favorite. Yeah.
Right.
That is my favorite. Like that a lot. So where are you guys playing next?
Next, we're doing a private event for New Year's Eve here in Los Angeles for movie producer Ricky Clay, who he also was a part of instrumental in shooting our music video of Latin Lady.
Okay.
And we're doing private party this year, and then we start off the new year booking our European tour. So.
Oh, you're going overseas. Okay. Well, hopefully you will be close by to the Las Vegas area, L.A., San Diego area, so I can drive down and come see you guys.
Yes. We'll be, I believe, in San Diego and then Las Vegas, I think, in June. So we should definitely hook up in June.
Oh, definitely. Yes. Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Okay, I will definitely make a note of that. And, I would definitely like to come out and see you. Pamela, we have to go and see them. Pamela is my girlfriend. She lives here in Las Vegas. She hosts a smooth jazz show called Pamela's Place at the university here. And so we usually hang out together and go to events and concerts and stuff. So, Pamela, that is definitely a place for us to hang out. And I will definitely, Paris, send your music her way. So that she can, put it in rotation on her show.
Oh, great.
Yeah, definitely. All right, well, let everyone know where they can purchase your music.
You can purchase the CD at iTunes, iTunes.com, and CD Baby, and Amazon.com, as well as clicking onto the website, which is ParisEscovedoProject.com. And also we have a few local stores here in Los Angeles as well. So I believe one's called the Sounds of Music. It's in East Los Angeles on Whittier Boulevard.
Mm.
So, we're there. We're all out there. Just come and check us out. And we look forward to seeing you at one of our shows.
When you come to Vegas, Pamela and I will definitely be there. We will definitely be there for sure. You can also follow Paris on Twitter at Escovedo Project. And then check him out on Facebook as well. And definitely pick up this CD, the Paris Escovedo Project, Hit Them Skins. Definitely pick that up. All right, Mike, you have any questions for him?
No questions.
All right, well, Paris,
Mike,
thank you.
Mike, you only asked me one question, Mike. I want to know why.
No, I didn't have
no
you. No, because the music is very good. I like the music and everything. The music is good. It's flavorful. I'm sitting here bumping my head to it.
You can ask me any question you want. Hey, man, who you like in the Super Bowl? Something, man.
Okay.
I'm joking.
Are you a big football fan, Paris?
Man, I'm a big football fan.
Okay. I got to ask you now, so who's your favorite team?
Excuse me?
Your favorite team?
I have a favorite team, Green Bay Packers.
Oh, come on, man. Hang up on this guy, Terry. he only goes for the winners.
I'm from Oakland, man. I'm from Oakland, so I'm a Raider fan, man. I'm a Raider fan, man. I'm from Oakland, so I got to always go with my Raiders. I don't care how bad they lose or what, but I always support my Raiders, so... They're looking pretty good right now. It'll be okay.
Yeah, they look pretty good. So you're okay. You're okay right now.
I'm okay right now. I'm okay.
Saved yourself.
So you all have a blessed afternoon, and thank you so much for this opportunity. And we're looking forward to seeing you in Vegas at one of our shows again. I think we're doing Las Vegas in July at the House of Blues that we're working on.
Okay.
It's a tentative date right now, but... I will confirm with you once I know.
Okay.
I have the email.
Okay. All right. And Chris sent me her information for the T-shirt and the CD. I will pass that along with you, to you, and along with some other another show that I host. I want to talk to you about So okay. I will email you with all of that information.
Right, yeah, send me some info, and you know, I have the info on the thing. I don't know why it didn't get out there, but I will send some extra stuff if you want to have some giveaways and stuff. So.
Oh, okay. Okay, great.
Okay.
All right, Paris, thank you for giving us the opportunity to speak with you. Good luck with you. Much continued success, and I will look forward to seeing you in June or July.
All right, great. Thank you so much.
All right, you have a good day.
Okay, Mark, you take care. Mike still out there? Is Mike still there? Okay.
Yes. Mike? Okay. He's still on. I don't know. Maybe he's, I don't know what happened. All right.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Paris.
Okay. God bless. Thank you.
You're right. Bye-bye. All right, that was Paris Escovedo. His CD is called Hit Them Skins. Definitely pick that up. Go to his website, ParisEscovedoProject.com. Follow him on Twitter at Escovedo Project, and check him out on Facebook as well. All right, Mike, you there? Okay. I lost Mike for a minute, but I just wanted to say congratulations to some of the Grammy nominees. This year, Dave Koz was nominated for his CD, Hello Tomorrow. He was also nominated on the Soul Train Awards, and he won that nomination. So congratulations to Dave Koz. Also nominated was Chick Corea for Best Improvised Jazz Solo. Best Jazz Vocal Album was Karen Allison. The Mosaic Project, Terry Lynn Kerrigan, she was nominated. Kirk Elling for The Gate. Best Jazz Instrumental Album was Forever. For the Chick Corea, for Corea Clark and White. Best Instrumental Composition, Hunting Rabbits. Best Instrumental Arrangement, Rhapsody in Blue. And Best Surround Sound Album, An Evening with Dave Grusin. So congratulations to all of those Grammy nominees. And also, Tina Turner's will be inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame for her song, What's Love Got to Do With It? So congratulations to Tina Turner. And all of you Earth, Wind, and Fire fans, they are releasing a new CD in January called Now, Then, and Forever. And this is going to be a compilation CD, and it's going to include a new song called Guiding Light. And this song was a remix by Will.i.am. And then they plan to release a full, all-new studio album by the summer of 2012. So look forward to that. Yes, definitely looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, so last night I went to see Boney James. Great concert. But I have to give a shout-out to the drummer, Oscar Seton. He killed it last night. That man played those drums last night. He was so good. I'm telling you, Mike, he killed it. Pamela and I were like, we were just focusing on Oscar last night. He was playing those drums. He was really good. Really, really good. So shout out to Oscar last night. Great job, Oscar. Looking forward to seeing you next time around. All right, Mike, do you have anything in that? What's going on in D.C.?
Nothing going on in D.C. I got a call from Marcus Anderson last night. He played at a lounge up here in the D.C. area called the K2 Lounge. I didn't get a chance to go and see him. You know, he called me at the last minute, as all artists do. They call you at the last minute when you've already made plans, but I'll catch him the next time that, you know, he gives me some advance notice and everything. But that and what else? My man Tony Exum and D. Lucas will be at Blues Alley on January the 3rd. For a tribute to Art Porter and George Howard, which should be a very nice show. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, I wish I could see that. That's going to be really nice. Wow. Okay, tomorrow, drummer Jarrell Flynn is back with a brand new CD called Hypnotic. He's also known as J Fly. So he will be back tomorrow. And then also this month, we will be interviewing some of the artists on the New Orleans Jazz Cruise. James Andrews, he plays trumpet. Gina Brown, she is a singer. And guitarist Joe Carmucci. I hope I pronounced his name right. We will be interviewing these artists. They are going to be performing on the New Orleans Jazz Cruise May 20 through the 27th next year on the Carnival Conquest. And they are going, that cruise is going to be going to Cozumel, Cayman Islands, and Montego Bay out of New Orleans. So if you'd like more information on that, you can go to getawaytraveletertainment.com. There's also a link on talkingsmoothjazz.com as well. Other artists include Quentin Gerard W. and Donald Harrison, and the Congo Nation Mardi Gras Indians will also be on that cruise, as long as along with violinist Michael Ward. So promises, that looks like that's going to be a pretty good cruise. So I'm looking forward to talking to the of these three artists, and hopefully we can get Michael Ward on and Donald Harrison on as well to talk to them as well. All righty. Well, that is it. So let me thank those in the chat room for joining us. Miss Pamela Kress, thank you for tuning in. Joe from Germany, always good to see you, Joe. Mike says, Pamela says, hi, Mike.
Pamela says, well, so I, you know, I got to come to Vegas to hang out with you and Pamela. Because y'all having all the fun right now, okay?
Look, that's
y'all
my girl.
Be
we be hanging.
Y'all be hanging out, okay?
That's right. We be hanging. That's right. So thank you all for joining us today. I appreciate the support that you've all given us this year. Mike and I love doing this show, and we love having you guys join us as well. So thank you all for your love and support. I really appreciate it.
Especially during this time of year when we have our top 10 picks, we really love to do these end-of-the-year type recognition of the albums that came out, you know, because last year we received a lot of email from a lot of the artists about, you know, why they didn't make the list and why they were ranked number such and such. So this year, are we going to do it again, sir? We have to do it again.
I don't know yet. I have to. I don't know.
We have to do it again.
I don't know. I mean, I have my picks. I've been keeping track all year long, but I'm just not sure yet.
Yeah, we never do. Okay, all right, okay.
We'll see.
We will see. We want to be bombarded with artists bombing us out and everything. So.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that was a trip. That was a trip for sure. All righty. Okay, well, again, thank you all for joining us. Tune in tomorrow for drummer Dre Fly and to talk about his new CD, Hypnotic. Until then, you've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you again next time. Until then, keep it smooth.
Thank you for listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. Please visit our websites, TalkingSmoothJazz.com and Mastermind-Entertainment.com. Join our Facebook fan and group pages and follow us on Twitter at Jazz_Queen and The Daily Grind. That's THA Daily Grind.